This helps ensure that your ego or the negative forces don't attempt to use this belief to avoid the responsibilities and growth that are part of your lives now. It is tempting to conclude that you don't attempt to need to get an education or bother with other mundane duties if you are going to ascend. Beware of that kind of thinking. It is dangerous to change your future plans based on the belief that you and the world are going to ascend. You are still the creator of your reality, and you need to create the ascended reality and perform the tasks you came here to do. Preparing for ascension. What can you do to prepare for ascension? First, it is vital that you keep your emotions and mind free from negativity, which is why we have made such an effort to tell you about the negative forces. Become aware of your thoughts and feelings every moment and ask yourself where they are coming from. Then choose whether you will own that thought or feeling. If it is not helpful, discard it, because it either does not belong to you or no longer needs to belong to you. If negativity or difficult feelings persist or have an obsessive quality to them, find a healer who can help you. You may need to have an entity cleared or undergo past life therapy. Meditation may help, but many need both meditation and healing to get beyond deep issues or entity intrusions. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Lightworkers and star people are bombarded with negativity these days. Meditate. This is very important because it helps to clear your mind and emotions, and makes room for spirit to communicate with you. Meditation is the most important thing you can do to prepare yourself for ascension. It clears your energy field and allows you to hold more light. It literally enlightens you. Prayer. We hope we have impressed upon you the importance of asking for help. Prayer is simply invoking the help of higher forces. Ask for strength, courage, faith, guidance, healing or whatever you need. You will receive exactly what you need in accordance with how much you want it and are willing to receive it. Affirm your alignment with the forces of light. You are on their team and they are on yours. Know it, affirm it, and declare it daily. Weed out anything that stands in the way of feeling aligned with the light. Did you do something wrong for which you need to make amends and forgive yourself? Then make amends, forgive yourself, and move on. Do you feel you are not worthy enough? That is never true. Dismiss that thought, ask for help from higher forces, or seek help from a healer. Open your heart to others. In serving others, even in small ways, you serve all. And in serving all, you serve the Creator. The beauty of this is that you also serve yourself. Because the rewards of service are so great. Service heals. It heals your heart and balances your karma. Find ways to serve every day. Any kind of service will do. It is the act of choosing to serve that is so powerful, not only to the one receiving, but to the giver. When you give, you feel good about yourself. And feeling good about yourself makes it easier for you to receive the good that is yours. Giving can also help overcome guilt or the sense of unworthiness that can stand in the way of feeling aligned with the light and receiving all that the light has to offer you. Be kind. When you are kind, you heal others. It makes it easier for them to act kindly in turn. Kindness snowballs, one act of kindness leads to many others. Unfortunately, unkindness works the same way, which makes it all the more important that you are kind, even in the face of unkindness. Today, why not make kindness your mission? It is a powerful choice, and one that will also heal you. Do what makes your heart sing. You have a unique mission to accomplish, and you discover it by following your heart, by doing what you love. What keeps you from following your heart? Probably fear. Work through these fears. Get help from a healer if need be, but don't let fear stop you. Fear is no reason to be unfulfilled. If you won't do it for yourself, then, do it for others, because the rest of the world needs you to be doing what you came here to do. Learn to receive and appreciate. So much in life is given without struggle. The beauty of this earth, the love and friendship of others, the pleasure of your bodies and senses, the sweetness of a flower, the smile of a child, these are gifts free and available to all. Those of us who are no longer in a body, who can no longer participate in the joys of physical life, fondly remember these treasures. Be sure to let these joys touch you. Your journey will be so much easier. And finally, laugh. Take yourself and life more lightly. The life you are living is just one of the stories in the book of who you are. If only you knew the whole story. Peace to you. If you enjoyed this book, we think you will enjoy The Extraterrestrial Vision, Who Is Here and Why, also by Gina Lake.